You're listening to SarasotaDog.com, audio edition, The Daily Bone.
Hello, this is Mary Lou Davidson. I'm your Rover reporter, and welcome to our Dogcast. Today, we're joined by Dr. Noelle McNabb. She's a veterinary specialist at Critical Care and Veterinary Specialists of Sarasota. She's an ophthalmologist. Welcome, Dr. McNabb.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
Oh, thanks for joining us. Now, you're a veterinary specialist in the area of ophthalmology. Can you tell us what that means?
Yes. So the college in which I belong is the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists, which is one college of several recognized by the AVMA.
Okay, so you completed veterinary school, and then you went on to this additional education. How did that work? Was that a two-year program or?
Well, we complete 4 years of veterinary school after getting usually a 3 or 4 year degree,
right.
And then an internship year, which is typically 1 year, is spent typically in a large institution, either a university or a large private practice.
Right.
And then a 3 year residency program typically follows that, which is only within the discipline of typically comparative ophthalmology, meaning all animals we are trained in managing the eyes.
So everything from seals to dogs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Everything with a pair of eyes.
Wow.
Except
so
people.
I'm sorry?
Except humans.
Except humans. Okay. Well, what led you to want to study ophthalmology?
Well, it's always been very fascinating to me. I wore glasses as a very young child, and I'll never forget the impression that it made on me to wear glasses for the very first time. I had no idea how much I was missing the fine details in our wood paneling in our basement. I mean, it was just the minutia,
yeah,
of life.
I had exactly the same experience when I put my glasses on as a kid. I looked up and I thought, wow, I can see the individual leaves on the trees.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Exactly. You know, so that was sort of tip of the iceberg, just a tremendous respect for vision and fascination and how it all works.
Neat. Well, speaking of humans and eyes, the sort of optical systems that animals have mirrors or is very much like the human system, yes?
It's stunningly similar, and in fact, there are many more similarities than are differences. Now, it's my job to understand and know the differences between the species, but fundamentally, the eyes are the same. You know, we have animals with eyelids. Maybe they have two, maybe they have three, but the cornea, the structures within the eye that receive the light, that process the light, that focus the light, are really all very much the same.
Interesting. What are some of the most common problems that you see in your practice?
Well, I'd say typically the problems that I see that are referred are glaucoma, corneal infections or injuries, cataracts, we'll see retinal diseases, and really any severe injury to or around the eye and cancer of the eye.
Mm-hmm. So would you say it's, you know, sort of evenly space between disease and injury?
Well, I think a lot of the injuries that are sustained by the eye can lead to infection, and that can lead to an eye that's just not responding to conventional therapy, and that may be a case that I receive.
Mm-hmm. How do we know when a specialist like you would be required for a specific issue? Can we depend on our veterinarian to recommend that, or how involved should we be?
Well, yes, many eye problems are managed by a general doctor or a practitioner of veterinary medicine. However, if the veterinarian believes that the patient would benefit from the skills and experience of a specialist, then the doctor will refer the patient and the owner to a veterinary ophthalmologist for care.
Mm-hmm.
So that may involve sometimes just a phone call conversation from the practitioner, but in many cases it actually involves sending the case over for an evaluation so we can actually see what's going on and look at all of the medical records and the care that's been done so far to figure out what's going on, to determine a diagnosis and a treatment plan.
And see what the next steps are. So it's possible, I guess, that we could be visiting with our veterinarian and not even know that he's consulting with a specialist in the background.
Sometimes that's the case because we try to make ourselves as specialists very easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please call us up, step out of the exam room, give us a call. Sometimes we can help direct a case that way. And in case that's not, you know, something that can easily be managed there, a lot of times medications can be started or discussions be started on what direction we need to go with that case, and then we see it pretty quickly thereafter. Some eye conditions don't wait well for long.
Mm-hmm.
They can deteriorate pretty rapidly.
Right. Yeah. Now, is there anything specific that you? I know there's no sort of holy grail or panacea, but is there anything that you would recommend to ensure good health for our dog's eyes, like supplements or certain kinds of foods?
Well, I think a good place to start, really, depending on what breed you have, is what do eyes that are healthy really look like? And I think that keeping the hair short around the eyes and having your veterinarian explain to you, again, a lot of this is based on breed, what these eyes should look like when they're healthy and what potential warning signs or problems, you know, to look for. As far as supplements go, I think most commercial dog foods are very well balanced with vitamins and minerals and more so antioxidants and those types of things that support eye health. And so typically, you know, additional supplements and the diet aren't necessary for, you know, a healthy dog or one that's getting fed a very balanced diet.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I know the answer to this next question, but I've got to pose it because it's one that is often discussed. Everyone knows that our dogs love to ride with their heads out the windows.
Oh, yes.
And we like to make them happy, so our inclination is to go ahead and roll down the window. What say ye, doctor?
Well, I tell you what, that obviously leads to injury, particularly from flying or particulate matter from the roadway, whether it be just a little bit of dust, sand, but there's also some projectile objects that can strike the head and the eye, you know, pebbles, bugs, and whatnot. I mean, when we are on motorcycles, we may not wear helmets, but most people will wear some type of protective eyewear. And we actually do have it for dogs. There is a website that you can go to. They're sort of goggles, if you will.
Are you talking about doggles?
They are. And they're fashioned for the various head shapes of dogs. And they're absolutely fantastic.
So you recommend them?
I do. If you do have a dog that's real keen on sticking its head out the window, then definitely wear the doggles, and they do protect, and they have various, you know, lenses you can buy with UV protection as well.
Gotcha. Well, Dr. McNabb, I know you're a longtime dog lover, and you're looking for a new family dog to, or maybe two, to join you. What are you looking for?
I am. Well, we recently lost our beloved geriatric Whippet just a few months ago, so we
were sorry about that.
Thank you. Taking time to just really embrace her life and shore up the courage to go ahead and get another dog. And we are ready and getting enthusiastic. I do have three children, so we are eager to have another dog into the house. And so I'm looking for, because I have young children, I'm certainly looking for, you know, a breed with a happy disposition that loves to play, loves to be active. So I'm pretty open to breed. So we've been, looking on the internet and looking in books, and
sure.
I really want it to be a family adventure,
right.
A family choice. And so we're enjoying the process right now.
Of course.
But
we wish you luck with that.
Well, thank you.
Deb, and I thank you for joining us on the Dogcast. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Dr. Noelle McNabb is a specialist in the area of ophthalmology. She's with Critical Care and Veterinary Specialists of Sarasota. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.